In terms of the American position with respect to Russia, our hands are not necessarily clean here. We've done some pretty, from the Russian perspective, some pretty provocative things.
That's Associate Professor of Public Policy at Harvard University, Monica Toft. What are the things that you're saying the United States has done?
Well, the most obvious and the one that we're hearing about most, because, of course, the NATO summit is happening, is the expansion of NATO eastward. Russia made it quite clear that it did not want this Western alliance, a product of the Cold War, it's continuing today, going up against its borders. And slowly but surely over the years, we've been adding more and more members to the NATO alliance. And Georgia and Ukraine, two former Soviet republics, which were under Russia's control, or Moscow's control, during the Soviet period, were the next in line to become members. And the United States committed quite a great deal to Georgia, including training its military and helping it to come up to speed in order for it to enter that alliance. So that's just one. And then, of course, the most recent signing of the Missile Defense Pact with Poland. So there are a variety of reasons, strengthening democratic institutions and political parties throughout the former or the sphere of influence in Russia. And Russia just sees it as a threat and a provocation, in areas that it believes is its sphere of influence or what it calls its near abroad.
Okay, let me ask you 2 points on that then. First off, regarding the expansion of NATO possibly to countries including Georgia, why does the U.S. need to still honor the former Soviet bloc? Why shouldn't it expand if there are countries that want to join NATO?
Because if, from the Russian perspective, it would be, I like to turn, you know, talk about it, if Russia were expanding, let's say that there were some sort of Russian alliance and it wanted to include Mexico and Canada, the United States would be unnerved by that. States do not like other states sort of mucking around in its backyard with weapons systems, defense policies, troop exercises, air exercises, that sort of thing.
Even if a missile defense shield wasn't aimed at, for instance, in that case, the United States, the U.S. says that Russia is not the enemy in this. It's worried about powers in the Middle East.
Sure, but, you know, we know that missile systems, the aim technology, you can change it. The other thing is it affects deterrence. Nuclear deterrence in particular is premised on the idea of the other side having to strike back. If we have a defense shield that prevents that, then it sort of undermines the logic of deterrence. We could say that it's pointed at Iran, but we know that it can be changed. And again, fundamentally, the logic of nuclear deterrence is that each side needs to have the capacity to be able to strike back, and if the other side is denied that, then it's destabilizing.
All right, what about the other issue that you mentioned there, and that is this missile defense shield in and of itself? What would it have said about the United States if it had not pursued this shield in Poland right now?
I think it would have strengthened Russia's hands even further. I mean, Russia has a lot of balls in its court right now. And so the United States, by doing this, is, you know, saying to Russia, we actually do have other friends in the neighborhood as well, and we're willing to diplomatically and now militarily go to their aid.
But you were just saying that this means that the U.S.'s hands are not clean, in part because it's pursuing the SHIELD program.
That's right, but the United States doesn't have a lot that it can do at this point because Russia sort of does hold the cards. The Europeans are very nervous right now about NATO, and they're quite nervous about this defense system with Poland. On the other hand, if we let Russia get away with this, Russia will be emboldened. So in a sense, we need to do something. I'm not sure that the defense system is the best way to go, but the American government is sort of groping in at least the panic that we were feeling about a week ago or 10 days ago has seemed to have subsided a bit. But the United States really feels as if it needs to do something. It cannot let Russia get away with it.
What can it do?
Well, the United States can keep up the diplomatic pressure. It can work with the European allies and show that it is actually part of a coalition of states that wants to prevent Russia from bullying its neighbors. But militarily, we can do nothing. So most of it's going to be diplomatic, and it's going to be ideals, the idea that you cannot triumph over democracy and democratic institutions, and that you need to use diplomacy in order to conduct your foreign policy.
Thank you. Monica Toft, Associate Professor of Public Policy at Harvard University. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you.